Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninginam Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses Rajya Sabha on key aspects of ongoing West Asia conflict. Nagaland marks World TB Day. Governor Nandkishore Yadav appeals to end misconceptions. State government launches school leadership initiative to strengthen education system. And Dimapur District sets up committee to monitor LPG distribution and curb overpricing. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has pitched for dialogue and diplomacy to restore peace in the West Asia region. Speaking in the Rajya Sabha over the ongoing conflict in West Asia and explaining India's position on the issue, Mr. Modi said, India has raised the issue of de-escalation and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. The Prime Minister said, since the conflict, he held telephone conversations with leaders of Gulf countries, as well as with Iran, Israel and the United States. He said continuous efforts are being made to ensure that India faces minimal adverse impact from this crisis.
तक पश्चिम एशिया में जो नुकसान हुआ है उससे रिकवर होने में भी दुनिया को बहुत समय लगेगा भारत पर इसका कम से कम दुष्प्रभाव हो इसके लिए निरंतर प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं भारत सरकार ने एक इंटर मिनिस्ट्रियल ग्रुप भी बनाया है कल ही 7 नए एम्पावर्ड ग्रुप्स का भी गठन किया गया है ये ग्रुप सप्लाई चेन पेट्रोल डीजल फर्टिलाइजर गैस महंगाई ऐसे विषयों पर त्वरित और दूरगामी रणनीति के तहत कार्रवाई करने
Prime Minister Modi said the fundamentals of India economy are strong and the government is working with a comprehensive strategy to address the short, medium and long-term impacts of the crisis. Nagaland today joined the global community in observing World Tuberculosis Day with the theme, Yes, We Can End TB, led by countries, powered by people. On the occasion, Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav called for greater awareness, timely identification of symptoms, testing and treatment. In a message on X, he urged people to dispel the social misconceptions surrounding the disease and cultivate a sense of sensitivity, support and respect towards those affected. Mr. Yadav emphasized that it is the collective responsibility of all to build a healthy society. Minister for Health and Family Welfare P. Paiwang Konyak today launched the TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan 100-day campaign in commemoration of World TB Day. He also flagged off the Nikshay Vahan to strengthen community outreach efforts. The program was held at the Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, Kohima, in the presence of senior officials, including the Additional Secretary and the Principal Director of Health and Family Welfare. In his address, the minister said the initiative aims to eliminate TB through intensified, targeted and technology-driven interventions across the state. Principal Director Dr. Marininla Senlem highlighted the key objectives of the campaign, emphasizing the importance of identifying all missing TB cases through proactive screening of vulnerable populations and reducing TB-related mortality through a personalized and patient-centric approach. Ms. Senlem also stressed on strengthening differentiated TB care with nutritional support and checking new infections through systematic screening and preventive treatment. World TB Day was observed across districts in Nagaland with calls for stronger community efforts to eliminate the disease. In Kohima, the District Tuberculosis Elimination Program, Kohima, and National Health Mission, NHM Nagaland, organized an event where 22 villages were felicitated as TB-free under the TB Mukt Panchayat initiative. Seya Pesa village received Gold Mahatma Gandhi statue for achieving sustained TB-free status for 3 years. 4 villages achieved silver for 2 consecutive years of TB-free status, while 17 first-year achievers received bronze statues. Speaking at the event, Deputy Commissioner and Chairman District TB Forum B. Henok Buchum encouraged continued commitment towards achieving TB-free status across villages. District TB Officer Dr. Chibenthang Kithan emphasized the importance of collective efforts and community participation in eliminating TB. At another program at the State College of Teacher Education, Kohima NHM Director Dr. Kevedui Theo called for early detection, timely treatment and stronger community participation.
We reach the target years for our national mission. Our work is not done. We must identify early, screen all vulnerable population and general population with symptoms with latest screening technologies, ultra-portable handheld digital x-rays, and get a diagnosis with the advanced molecular technologies like CBNet, TrueNet, and line probe assays. Support. Don't stigmatize. TB is curable. A patient needs your empathy, not distance. Complete the course.
In Wokha, the National TB Elimination Program District TB Center felicitated 37 achievers, including gold, for Mekirang and Okeyan villages, 8 silver and 27 bronze achievers. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The government of Nagaland today launched the District School and System Leaders Professional Learning Community aimed at strengthening the state's education system through collaborative leadership and institutional reform. Speaking at the event, Advisor for School Education and SCERT Dr. Kekrelhule Yome said a robust education system rests on 3 key pillars of school leadership, curriculum and administration. He stressed the need to reinforce these foundations while addressing persistent challenges such as infrastructure gaps, connectivity issues and shortage of human resources affecting implementation. He emphasized the need to rebuild public confidence in government schools and said revitalizing the sector remains a priority. Dr. Yome further stressed on continuous teacher training, capacity building, and close coordination between school leadership and administration, calling for a renewed approach to strengthening the public education system and improving the overall governance ecosystem. The Dimapur District Administration has constituted a district-level committee to monitor the distribution of LPG and other petroleum products and to curb hoarding, black marketing and overpricing. The order was issued by Deputy Commissioner Tino Jongshi Chang yesterday. The committee is led by Additional Deputy Commissioner and comprises of the Extra Assistant Commissioner Sadar, officials from police, civil supplies, legal metrology and representatives of oil companies. It will carry out coordinated inspections and implement strict action against violators under the Essential Commodities Act 1955 and other relevant laws. Meanwhile, the DC office has issued a circular regulating the distribution of commercial LPG cylinders. It said priority will be given to essential sectors such as hospitals, educational institutions, hotels, restaurants, bakeries, dairies and transport-related establishments. Supply will be based on previous consumption records and made strictly on request through the DC's office to ensure fair distribution. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the Koridang Assembly constituency by-election in Mokokchung was taken up today. An update from the CEO Nagaland's office said 7 candidates had filed their nominations and all documents have been found to be valid. The candidates in the fray include BJP's Dao Chier I. Imchin, T. Chalakomba Ao of Congress, I. Abenjang of NPP and independent candidates Imti Wabang, Major Retired, Tushi, Imchatuba and Wapang Mern. Candidates can withdraw their nominations until the 26th of this month. Polling will take place on the 9th of April while counting of votes will be held on May 4. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast scattered to fairly widespread rainfall over the northeastern states during the week. This is likely to be accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and gusty wind.
Scattered to fairly widespread along with the thunderstorm, lightning, gusty wind likely over northeast and region East India during the week with possibility of heavy rainfall at isolated locations of Southern and West Bengal, Sikkim today and on 27, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya on 24, that is today, 27, 28 and Nagaland on 28.
In Nagaland, rainfall is expected in all districts with partly cloudy skies prevailing throughout the week. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses Rajya Sabha on key aspects of ongoing West Asia conflict. Nagaland marks World TB Day. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav appeals to end misconceptions. State government launches school leadership initiative to strengthen education system. And Dimapur district sets up committee to monitor LPG distribution and curb overpricing. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.